Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald about an upcoming event this Friday in downtown Washington.
People will be bringing their putters downtown Friday. Can you explain what they'll be doing?
Yeah, so Main Street started the Main Street Masters Putt-Putt Tournament last year. This is the second annual. And basically, it's a great community event that allows businesses to build a golf hole and set up shop downtown somewhere, and community members from all ages to come downtown, participate, play putt-putt golf around the square. And it's a little fundraiser for Main Street.
Now, do the businesses have some interesting holes now that they've got, you know, 1 year under their belts?
Yeah, I think this year we're going to see some changes to golf holes. We had, last year was the first year. Everybody kind of was just trying to figure out and get their feet underneath them. But we had some businesses that just went off the charts amazing with their golf holes, and some that went really simple because it was the first year. And I think we're going to see some creativity really come out.
So is it more like what you see at mini golf?
Pretty much, yeah. It depends on what they're doing. We had a hole that was really simple that was just a piece of AstroTurf, and then they took pool noodles and made bumpers for it and then added obstacles, to someone who built a full-scale miniature golf course style hole with multiple places to putt to and channels that would take the ball down to the hole in the green below. I mean, very complicated to very simple.
Who should sign up? I mean, can all ages do this?
It's all ages. Last year we had golfers that were as young as 2, and we had golfers that were as old as 82. It really is an all ages event. It is $5 to play. If you're a family and you have kids that are 8 or under, the kids are free with a paid adult. It's a really, like I said, low key, simple event. We don't have a beer garden or anything, but there's lots of giveaways and goodies that are given out. We'll have music playing. It's just a really fun way to kick off the summer in a nice family, all ages, all kind of people event.
And a great way to kick off a weekend.
Right. Yeah, it's a Friday night. And last year we had great weather. I am doing my no rain dance that we'll have great weather again. We will set a rain date if we do have weather issues. We're looking forward to it.
How many businesses are participating?
So this year we have about 24. Last year we had 17. So we have seen an increase in business participation, which is great. And we had a little over 100 golfers last year, and I would bet you we have more this year.
How do people sign up?
They don't actually have to sign up. So you just show up in Central Park about 5 o'clock on Friday the 3rd, and we'll have a table set up where you can just pay your $5 and you get your golf card. Please bring a putter and a ball. If you don't have one, we'll have a couple to borrow, and we are encouraging our businesses to have a couple putters and balls at their holes too. So even if you don't have the equipment, you can come play anyways. But we don't have enough putters and everything for everybody who wants to show up. So please, if you have access to one, bring one with you. And just grab your golf card, go around. If you play one hole and turn your golf card in, you're still entered into our drawings. We have lots of prizes from some of our businesses, including some cash, gift cards, restaurant gift cards. We've got a bunch of stuff that people have donated. And so, you know, as you play, fill your card out, turn it back in with your email address and phone number, and we'll draw out of a hat. And if you have a chance to win some really fun prizes.
Where did the idea for this come from?
Tim Elliott from Elliott Realty Group came to me about 4 years ago, and he had played in the Skyway Challenge, which is a putt-putt tournament in Des Moines in the Skyways to raise money for the Children's Hospital. And he thought it was just the coolest idea and really easily translatable to downtown. And at the time, he was not volunteering for Main Street, wasn't on our board yet. And he, when I said, oh, I'd love for you to plan that, he balked at me a little bit and didn't want to do it. So way to go, Tim. He joins our board and he stepped up and said, okay, I brought you that golf tournament idea. I really want to do it. So he and Steve Donnelly, who are my 2 chair people, ran with it last year and really did a great job. And they have so much fun putting this together. The email chains I have with them talking about who they got to sign up or how many golf holes they've sold and whatever is just, the joy is palpable. You can just feel it. They're so excited.
And where else can you golf 24 holes for $5?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I look at it as it's spring and coming into summer. If you are a golfer, it's great short game practice. if you're not a golfer, it's a great opportunity just to have some fun with your friends and family.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington director Sarah Grunwalt. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.